Good day. It's Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, coming at you with your weekly scoop in insurance news. Leading today's news, the Brisbane-based firm IVA Claims stole the spotlight with a remarkable victory at the Beyond the Buzzwords pitch competition. Specializing in jewelry claim settlements, they've built an impressive fraud detection tool aimed at combating contents insurance fraud. CEO Matthew McHutchison shared the thrilling success of this technology, disclosing how a cool $2 million in fraudulent claims was prevented via collaborations with over 5,000 retailers across Australia and New Zealand. This significant stride in tackling insurance fraud presents a promising future of broader industry adoption and increased trust from the consumer end. Transitioning on to a bit grimmer news, young Australians seem to face quite a challenge garnering affordable life insurance advice. Our friends at the Council of Australian Life Insurers, or CALI as it's more commonly known, have recently shed light on a concerning statistic. A meager 11% of 18 to 34-year-olds have access to formal financial advice. Addressing the issue at hand, CALI CEO Christine Cupid calls for immediate actions, as this gap poses a threat to financial stability and hinders the life insurance sector's potential growth. The federal government may soon have a solution, with reforms to introduce a new class of advisor on the horizon. Our industry tales of innovation continue, this time featuring EQ Pathology's Health IQ, set to revolutionize the procedure of acquiring personal medical attendant reports, also known as PMRs. Tired of full drawers and dusty filing cabinets? This solution replaces the paper-reliant PMRs with a streamlined, digital, and automated alternative, reducing administrative task load and slimming down policy approval times. Ascenda has already jumped on board, showcasing the transformative power of digital solutions in the field. Lastly, the Council of Australian Life Insurers is preparing to initiate a comprehensive review of the Life Insurance Code of Practice, led by Peter Kell, the former deputy chair of ASIC and ACCC. With consumer outcomes at the heart of this effort, the review opens its doors to an assortment of stakeholders, aiming to fortify and maintain the code's relevance. Issues surrounding mental health claims, the appropriateness of claims process, and enforceability will sit at the top of the agenda. While we eagerly await the findings due next year, the industry shows its commitment to constant improvement. That's all for now. Thanks for joining us in this week's Insurance Industry Roundup. Be sure to check back in next week for more of the latest happenings. Paige Estrotori signing off for Financial Services Online, your trusted name in personal and business insurance. Check out our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more information. Stay insured, Australia.